here with jockey Javier Castellano. He is going to be aboard Keen Ice in the $12 million Pegasus World Cup on Saturday afternoon. But first things first, Javier, congratulations on that fourth consecutive Eclipse Award, my friend. Well done.
Thank you, Mike. I really appreciate it for that. I'm very grateful to earn another award. Very thankful. I'm being very lucky.
Tell me about sitting there in that room and having already won it three times in a row. What was different about this fourth time when you heard your name called? Anything?
Well, you really get excited. You never know. It's you put your numbers out there, and hopefully they can vote for you. And think I'm being very lucky. Like you said in the beginning, I think everything fall in the right place. I'm being working hard for this award all year round. And I mean, it's tough. I mean, very, very thankful. And I don't take anything for granted. It's a lot of great, great jockeys and around. And it's a tough colony, jockey, and very fortunate.
What are some of the keys to making it five in a row here in 2017? What do you have to do?
Work hard. Dedicate yourself and put a lot of into. Be focused and learning every single day and try to do the right thing. It's going to pay off.
All right, let's talk about the Pegasus World Cup. I mentioned you're going to be aboard Keen Ice, who a lot of people are talking all about California Chrome and Arrowgate, and rightfully so. But Keen Ice was third, albeit 11 lengths behind them in the Breeders' Cup Classic two starts ago. How do you make up 11 lengths on Saturday?
Well, you see how developed the race. I know this is two great horses in the country. You know, he showed up the last time, he's very consistent. And hopefully they can develop the race and the way you fold the race. I hope they do the right thing. I mean, it looked like to me a little pace in the race. Hopefully those two horses, they go pretty quick in the first quarter, you know, maybe even the second quarter, and start my horse. He come from behind style.
Keen Ice is a horse that always seems to be knocking on the door against some pretty good horses. I mentioned that third in the Breeders' Cup. The last time he won, though, was when you rode him in the Travers at Saratoga and he upset Triple Crown winner American Pharoah. As a jockey, is there anything that Javier Castellano can learn by going back and watching that race and seeing how he responded that day that might help you on Saturday?
Well, it's nothing you can do. That's his style. He's come from behind horse. You don't want to change his style. That's the best skill for the horse, and you don't want to be put away chases all the horses to try to get it done. I mean, you got to go with the flow. You got to be smart, try to ride smart, be focused in the race. You got to see how the horses, they start developing the first quarter mile, like you say. And we see how he can get up. I mean, we all the best jockey in the country is going to participate in the race, the best horses in the country, and we are here in South Florida, one of the best track in the country.
And you know, this is a race that's going to be held right in your backyard. You've won the riding title here at Gulfstream five consecutive years, and now California Chrome and Arrowgate have to come all the way from the West Coast to compete on your home track. How big of an advantage is that for you?
It's a big advantage because you are in home and your hometown. You know, the weather is a little hot over here, and you have to travel different state to come all the way over here, especially East Coast to West Coast. You know, it's a long, long trip. But the horses, the athletes, they know what to do, and we the jockeys also too. Hopefully, you know, I've been praying for that race a lot. Hopefully, everything going the right way for me. I mean, I'm looking forward to big time. It's a great horse, great training, great owner. It's one of the best in right now, next Saturday.
A lot's been made about the post position draw and the fact that Arrowgate has to break from post 1 and California Chrome has to break from post 12. Tell me about riding and running a mile and an eighth here at Gulfstream. Why is that such a big deal to be in post 1 or post 12?
Yes, it is. I mean, you don't want to bury yourself inside post, but you don't want to be way too wide in the first turn too also. I think so far I've been very lucky, fortunate. I have a great post. How is he ended up? That's a whole race. Anything happen in the race, you got to go with the flow. You got to be focused. You got to do your job. And we see how Mike Smith is a great Hall of Fame rider, great jockey. I see how he's going to do with that spot. And I would like to see, you know, Victor Pinoza, who won the Triple Crown race. He won a lot of Kentucky Derby. He's a great, great jockey. Great skill. He had to put himself in good spot in the race in the beginning. He don't want to end it out too wide. I think he, I believe, I don't want to tell you how you ride, but at the same time, I mean, I don't want to be in that position way outside.
Do you think that maybe opens the door for a horse like Keen Ice or one of the other lesser regarded horses in there? Does it maybe help your cause a little bit knowing that they're in those other post positions?
Always help. Those are little details you add, and in the end of the day, it's going to give you a little better result. I think you have to everything going the right way. Great post. So hopefully you have find a good position in the race and take it from there.
If you had your choice and it came down to post 1 or post 12, which one is Javier Castellano hoping to get?
Number 5.
Well said. Well, you got number 9 with Keen Ace, buddy. Go get him and get it done. Good luck.
Thanks a lot.